Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another Sunday. This is your girl, Miss Lovely Black, along with my awesome Sunday co-host, James. How are you doing, James?
How you doing, my dear? Yes, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Alone and Depressed show after hearing that beginning of that song to start the show. Jesus Christ. What happened to the song you used to play? Like, the last month and a half has been different. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the music, the other music, but I like the original theme song you used to play. It was, you know, got you going, you know, all right, let's do this, you know what I'm saying?
I figure if I make you guys miserable, then somebody would create me an intro song for my radio show. But, you know, I mean, this is the first night, and that response is something that I was looking for, so hopefully it works. You know, somebody did an intro song to the radio show, and we wanted to listen to the artist. But it's an awesome song. I like that song, me, myself, and I, personally, you know.
I love it. I'm not saying
from
I love
the artist.
Absolutely. Now, I want to make sure I make this very clear. I'm not downing the song or the art. I'm saying the mood for the beginning of the song, of the show. That's all I'm saying. I love all the music you play.
Yay!
But you know what I'm trying to say? To start the show, you want to be like, da 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 da, you know, get going, let's kick some ass. And it's like,
listen, Rocky.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm trying to say. That's all I'm saying. But shout out, like you said, to our artists. That's a dope-ass song. It really is a dope-ass song. I do like it. You know, I'm just saying it should be played in the middle of the show. You know what I'm saying? Not to begin the show. You know? Unless we're talking about something really sappy or something for this week, then it makes sense.
Yeah, you don't know. See, you get to that point yet.
Okay. We will see. We will see. But like you said, shout out to our artists. I love the artists that you put to play on this show. And you've had guests on your show, by the way, that I've heard those shows. So awesome, awesome. But go ahead, continue. It's your show. You're the host.
Yeah, like you to the listeners. I mean, there's been a good spike in listeners, so that means that we're doing something. We're touching somebody somewhere. And,
cool.
You know, we're generating listeners. So I'm looking at whatever the basis is for that show. That
awesome.
Each and every show that, you know, to create more listeners and, you know, try to deal with the same hashtags and, you know, bring the listener base in. I'm really appreciative of the situation at hand. So tonight is the topic is about can you have a bi partner? Can you date a bi partner? So
ooh.
Like knowing now, men, for the most part, men will say yeah, but there are some that will say no. But this is, you know, this is directed to the women.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Times have changed regardless of how much people think they have it. And that's why they're so butt-fuck hurt when they find out their man is cheating. I see it in the news every day. I was watching Kissy Denise and the lady. She was married for 10 years and just found out her husband was sleeping with men on the low. And it made news. And it's really not news. It's really not shocking because, you know, your mate is such a disconnect, right? And they feel like it's certain things they can't tell you or tell their mate, and they can't be open with their mate. So, therefore, that disconnect, that allows room for disconnect. And people think, oh, my husband will tell me any and everything. But I can assure you from the life that I came from, I mean, in all honesty, right? Say what you want. I'm not good at the side chick situation, right? When I was getting money, okay, when I was getting shmoney, and I wasn't going to turn my shmoney down because this man had a ring on his finger, but 97% of the men were married.
Shocker.
They were married.
Shocker.
Not really. Not from, I mean, at the
no,
end of the day.
I'm being sarcastic. When I say that.
Right, because it's like, hey, you know what? This is easy. I don't have to worry about you calling my phone. I don't have to worry about having a whole relationship. I know I'm not getting at home. Let me do what I do. 97% of the men were married. Not one woman is going to say, you know what? Oop, you're married. Turn around. I don't want your money. I don't want your check. It's not about that. Now, we're not going to hold a relationship, right, with the man that's married because you're already attached. What can you offer me? But we're going to take your money. Believe that. We're going to take your check. Men go through the highest of strings to hide the money. Women feel like, oh, I know just how much money he got coming in his bank. I know this. I know that. Listen, I know men that take money from their bonuses and save up. I know men that do work on the side to be able to go and spend. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's
women, I've heard every story that a man has to give from their woman, okay, like trying to do everything in the world to make sure she knows what's going on in their house and you don't know. And guess what? The thing about it is most of them are in church, you know? You never know who it is coming to you for what. So that's why I promote openness, right? You know, coming from where I come from, you know, when I talk, you have, you know, women that feel like, you know, this is crazy and, you know, my man would never cheat on me. It's one of those things that I want you to have an open mind because it can very well be happening and you just have to understand that it can be. So somebody was telling me a story about this couple and the woman, she's like a psychologist or something like that, therapist, and she like really makes sure that like, this guy doesn't want for anything and he still cheated, right, and got the girl pregnant. So you think that you bring everything to the table that will make him want you. I said it last week, I said it again. That does not mean that he is going to eat steak every night. You know, I hear the dumbest the dumbest thing I hear women say. Oh, he got stuck over here and he went and fucked off with some hamburger helper. Or
he went and got
some chicken. Bitch, who wants to eat steak every night? Common
in real
theory.
Life.
So,
let's keep it real.
With all of the changes, would you ladies be open to dating a bi man? Knowing he's bi, saying, hey.
We need the lady listeners to be calling in tonight. I would love to hear our lady listeners. Lately, our male listeners have been showing up, which I like. I mean, we love all our listeners, but I love when the listeners participate because I love to hear, you know, the feedback because we're the type of people that, you know, when you come on our show, we don't talk you down, you know, or do stupid stuff like that. We let you speak, and then we say what we say, you know what I mean, because we're adults and we're open to your opinions and thoughts, you know, regardless of what we think. That's, to me, how adults should act, not just on a radio,
but in
real life. So, hey, just be calling that number, you know, 646-787-1839 for that. 646-787-1839. You press number uno, which is 1 in English, and that means you want a talkie-talkie. You know, or I have a question, or I have a comment, if you dare. Anyway, no, but we're cool, you know what I'm saying? As long as you don't come out, you know, stink to us, you know, we're cool. we let you say what you guys say. We're very fair, you know what I'm saying? So, but go ahead. Let's continue with the show.
Yeah, so lately, you know, he's right. They have been chiming in, doing their thing, and it's plus. But really, I want to know. Like, okay. So did you see the last picture? Okay, I liked my Instagram page again because when I need to turn it back up. But
no,
I like my Instagram page.
What the hell is up with you and this? Instagramming you, boy. What the hell, yo? Is it either that or Facebook?
Because that's because they deleted my page. You know, Instagram is hard. Unless, like they made it hard. Unless you over here half naked, turn it up. It's hard to get followers. I have a modest page that goes pretty well. And as soon as so the followers that I get from Instagram are people that are in tune with my workouts and in tune with what I'm doing. And that's that. But as soon as I say something about sex, then I lose followers. So it's one of those things. It's like, okay, you have to understand that I'm an all-around person. And if you're looking for somebody taboo that's just not me, that it's not taboo, then I'm sorry. So, I locked my page again, but did you see the picture that I just put up on the page?
Oh, you mean the one with the blurry pictures you're talking about? Oh, yeah. How can I miss that? That actually stood out to me more than ever than the other ones. I was like, yes, of course I did. I actually liked it, of course.
What do you think that is?
What do I think that is? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Guess What the Hell the New Ms. Lovely Black was doing in that picture. Don't worry, we're shortening the title in due time. I'm going to go into your page again. If this thing would freaking load, so I could look at the Avo dance. Of course, all I see is this freaking, you know, loading. Oh, here we go. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. The hell? Oh, don't tell me, yo. Did they take that shit down? You gotta be kidding me.
What?
What the hell? It was just up here. Let me go to my page, yo. Unless they took it off my page, because I... No, wait a minute. I just liked it. I didn't share it. Ah, shit. Well, from what I remember...
It's still
seeing,
up on my page.
It's still up? How come I don't see it for some reason?
Just go to my page. It's up.
I don't see it for some reason. I don't know why. I go to the, oh, here we go. Never mind. That was my dumb ass fault. Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you go, ladies and gentlemen, on Instagram, the new Ms. Lovely Black 1, THENEWMIZZLUVLILBLACK 1, the number one, not the word, you know, one. You look at this picture that she used with her photo glide. Ironically, I don't know. I don't know if that's a segue, that's a coincidence, I don't know. They say, use your imagination. talk about this line. I would say, see, the obvious would be that you're using a dildo, but I don't think that's what it is. I don't think that's what it is because that's too obvious. I think it's a strap-on or something. Am I right?
A strap-on on what?
A strap-on on your hey nanny nanny.
On me?
Yeah. Are you getting okay, let me phrase that. You are getting fucked by a strap-on. Am I correct, judges?
I got to redo this picture because people like somebody said, send me the video, and I put, you know, all of those laughing faces, and I sent the video, and I damn near got cussed out. So listen, look at the picture. I put too much blur on it.
I use your imagination, so that's all I'm freaking doing.
So for tonight's show.
Yes.
That's actually me with a dildo,
okay,
and a man.
So the man.
Look at it again. That's him.
You.
That's him with his hands on himself, and I'm using a dildo on him.
Ew! Thank God you blurred that. Oh my God! Thank you, Lord. Holy shit! Oh shit! Okay, let me unlike this. Thank you very much. Okay, I liked it. Okay, now, where's the barf bag? Oh my God. I should have known when I saw the hashtag I love bi men. I should have known that should have been a huge clue. God damn it. Ugh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, I passed the gay test, meaning that I come out negative because I thought it was a woman. I thought it was her. I didn't say nothing about no man's asshole. So there you go. I pass again with flying colors. Thank you very much. I am all man.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hey, and let me say this, and let me clarify. For those who like that, hey, to each his own. I'm not coming down on you, and I'm not even thinking about coming and just seeing it. Hell no. But that's your thing.
Mm.
That's your thing, and, you know, there's a preference for everybody. Just like we were talking about last week, with our sexuality, you know, let it be known. You know, if people don't like it, they don't like it. As long as my thing is, like with everything else, like when it comes to religion or whatever, or politics or whatever, as long as you don't shove it down people's throat, no pun intended, as long as you don't shove it down people's throat, I got no problem with it. You know what I'm saying? You believe what you believe,
man.
You like what you like, that's fine. Just don't be all, you know, coming down on me or whatever with that bullshit, and I'm fine. That's the way I look at it, but to each his own. And to that guy out there, hey, you know, I hope it was real nice for you. So did you really, let me ask.
Yeah, that's
it. Now the co-host has turned to the interviewer. I feel like I'm on my own show. Now, please tell me, without giving a lot of details, how did this come to play? Because I'm curious.
Okay. So it really wasn't supposed to happen, right?
Oh.
It was one of those things that.
Spontaneous moments. Okay. Let me check your prostate. But not with my fingers.
Something like that.
With a pipe. That's okay.
I blurred that picture that much. I'm trying to see.
Now, did you burn the dildo after you did that? I know you ain't using that on your shit after that. Hell to the no. I don't care how much you sterilize that shit. I'm just saying. You should tell him, here, keep it for a memento, baby. So you can always remember. and let's be honest. This ain't his first rodeo for that to happen. There ain't no fucking way.
I know. He was a pro.
See, exactly.
Okay, so here's the topic.
Go ahead,
he's somebody that I've been having conversation with.
Uh-huh.
He was very
okay.
open, you know what I'm saying,
okay.
with
That's cool.
You know, the situation and what he, you know, what he liked. And that
sure,
shit for me just kind of turned me on. I was like, oh, shit. I keep, like, he, here's the thing about younger guys. Younger guys are more direct. They know what they want. They're going to tell you. They're going to try to tell you or woo you in any kind of way to get exactly what they want. Older men going to play like they don't know and they don't do that and all that extra shit. You know, young men, they like shit. Look, he was blunt. He was like, look, my last relationship, she used to strap on me and I liked it. And I was like, did you ever ask for it? And he was like, no, because I kind of knew it was coming a couple times a month. Should I be at work smiling? Like, hell yeah. And, you know, I was like, hey, okay, I could deal with that. And you were straight up, you was up front, you was honest. You know, I asked him how he felt about men, you know, and he said no. This is a very known individual at that. But, you know, it's one of those situations that, you know, like I said, I never called a name. And, you know, they let me take pictures. So I knew my page was open, so I kind of blurred, you know, like overly blurred it because I didn't want somebody to be like, what the fuck? And, you know, report it. So kind of went overboard on the blurring. But he was open,
thank
and
God
I was with it. Now, it's never like a situation that, you know this happening, so you're not sitting here like, oh, yeah, you know, I want to cheat with you, or, yeah, I want to do it. You know, you kind of minimize the things that you're open to do until you know what I'm saying, how clean this individual is. But it's not one of those situations that you're going to jump up and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Wasn't one of those things. It was just really a call in the moment. And when I jumped up on, like, he was open. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, I did put the lube on it, but he took the shit like a champ. So I was like, okay, there's no way. Like you have been getting fucked in your ass for a minute because, like, thing damn near slid right in there. You know, for me, you got to start all the way over from scratch because it just, you have to make sure that it's right. And I was like, dude, he's really, really open. And so he was like, no, I just like it from the ladies, yada, yada. And, you know, I mean, whether that was true or not, you know, honestly, I don't think that's true. You know, that leads to the question, like, will you date a bi man? Because it'll always be in the back of my head. You know, you're in a relationship, and this person is going to want to sleep with you without a rubber. You know what I'm saying? And if he want to sleep with you without a rubber, if he want to sleep with you without a rubber, it's one of those things like, okay, is he protecting himself, you know, when he out here doing what he's doing? Because odds are, if you like scrap ons that much, then you have played with men. You know what I'm saying? It's just the bottom line.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, please. Absolutely.
He just is able to feel like women. And that's a prime example. He's not gay. He's bi because he still loves women. He just like what he likes. And in my head, I was like, he asked me over and over, can you be with me? Can you be with me? And this is somebody that want to, you know, be with me. And I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, can I be with you?
Well,
can I really, really, really be with you?
Now, I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to answer the question anyway, because you even said yourself, I think when you did this the other night, it really turned you the fuck on. I think you got mad wet doing this, correct?
Be at what the other night?
When you used the dildo on this guy, it really turned you on, like, big time, right?
Oh, that was today.
Oh, that was today. Excuse me. Well, I didn't know how recently that was. So that's a little bit before showtime? Holy shit. Damn, girl. Man, you don't fucking play. Damn. Damn. So fuck show prep. This is my show prep right here. This is why I'm literally doing show prep. But not the way you think I do it. I do hands-on, literally. Listen, dude, come over here. We're doing some show prep. What do you mean? Never mind. Lay on your back.
You are so tired.
And take this,
no,
and take this 12-inch dildo
not
up your ass. Take this 12-inch dildo up your ass, and you're going to like it. I know you like it. You like it.
That's not what happened. That's not what happened.
Yeah.
So,
I was hanging out, and we went out, and you know,
X, Y, Z, and all that good stuff. So it
ended
like that because I think that probably was already on his mind. And, you know, I'm a sucker for a strap-on. So you know.
But you didn't really answer the question. It really turned you the fuck on, I would think, right?
Yeah, when he said it, it turned me on. I was like, what? You really like it? Oh, hell yeah. So when he said it, I was like, I was there and, you know, just doing it. Of course, I was turned on. I didn't need anything. I didn't need him to penetrate me. I didn't need anything because I was there. But the thing is that you think, you know, when you're talking about your mate, you're thinking of somebody that you being open with. You know what I'm saying? And letting them do whatever they want to do.
Exactly. The next thing to do is to do this. You know how you did on Ms. V's show. You got to do this live on the air.
He with it because you can't see his face. Like, here's the thing. I know some of the most successful, freakiest individuals in the world. And if you can't see their face, and when they're moaning, you don't notice that it's them moaning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true,
like, you're not
going
to know who it is. You're not going to be able to say, this is, I know you. You did X, Y, and Z. You're not going to know that. You know what I'm saying?
I recognize that moan anyway.
As long as their face not being shown, you know, I've done some weird things, you know, and recorded some of the weirdest things. I got video of him. And, you know, I mean, I made sure I, because at the end of the day, so here's the thing. Even in the news today with Bobby V, you know, with the trainee and Bobby V, it's no longer a shocker. These men are going to do what they want to do. You know, so you just put it out here like, okay, he's one of the ones. You can look at Bobby V and tell he is one of the ones. And most of them, it's just like porn. These people have gotten so much sex that they are, vagina don't do much for them no more.
They got bored?
Yeah, vagina don't do much for them no more. And when you have that, people don't understand that you can't get to that level.
I can never get that bored. No way I could never get that bored.
Well, that's the mentality that they have and going in it. Like, okay, I love sex. And that's why so many of the men start crossing over to sleep with men because they have had so much sex in their life, or they get they try one time, somebody turn them out and game over. They done. They addicted. They love it. You know what I'm saying? So when it's all said and done, it's one of those things that you think that you can't, but I can assure you, I come from the life, like, you can. If you have if you have too much sex with a woman, you at some point, people have different levels. That's what they don't even get hard no more. You know, so you have those things that happen. And it's just life. I mean, you can have too much sex.
I understand what you're saying. But I know that's not me. Now, as far as if you have the too much sex maybe with the same woman, I can understand that a little more because in nature and men, it gets to a point where, it's the same. I forgot who used to say this fucking year. It's the same motherfucker every day. It's the same.
It's the act. It's the act of your penis
and
heart and ejaculating. Yeah. So if you do that every single day single day for years, you've done different women. Okay, so here's the thing. It's not. I know. So you take 5 years.
Jesus.
For 5 years, you have sex every single day. Damn, they're different women, majority of the time. You've had all varieties. You know what sex is. You already know. You're like, okay, I already know what it's going to be.
Gotcha.
It's going to be this, or this, or whatever. You get worn out. And you can. Trust me. Coming from the porn industry, you can. But a lot of men was. So here's the thing. With him, you know, it can be that. It can be. I don't think it's that. I think it's just that somebody turned him out and he just really, really enjoyed it. And he's a very stand-up guy. He really, really is. He's a very, very straightforward guy. So, as I was saying, the whole situation with Bobby V, like, this person, you know, I'm going to put you out. You know, I'm going to throw you under the bus because you play with my money. So there's a motto called Slippers Don't Count.
Okay, you are offering a service, right? A service in which you don't get your money up front, in which you're supposed to, then you can't out nobody because you're dead wrong. So you feel like, okay, he ain't going to play with me. Some of these people just be tired of running. Some of these people want a larger option and really can't. Now, do you know how high Bobby V stock has went up in the training community? They know that he like trainees. So you really kind of did him a favor. The one thing about
I've
it
seen
is
that video
you
too.
Never catch me out in anybody unless they do something to me. Like if you cross
mm-hmm.
me in a major way, then, you know, whatever. But me, I do everything that I can to protect whoever I'm dealing with and make them feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, if I want to out you, I'm going to out you. You know? And for me, I've been doing this for a very long time. So my good guy friend, who's like my best friend, we've never dealt with anything, he called me a couple of times a year just to check on me and make sure I'm okay. And so he called me, and he was like, what you doing? Like nothing. He was like, you still fucking dudes and ass. And it was the funniest thing ever because I had literally just got finished sending a text message saying what I wanted to do to somebody. So, it's like,
he
must have
felt that vibe
for so long. I talk about it in my book. That's just the crazy thing. Like,
shit, I
it's taboo for certain people. But in the second book, I talk about how, like, I've been in the fetish world for so long. How long I have been, you know, dealing with men when it was the super taboo. Because you do have some men that's like, okay, you know what? I don't want a dude to do it. I want a woman to do it. You know what I'm saying? You have those people, and it's okay, you know? So I just want to know, like, some men will say, no, they won't date a bi female, you know? Will you have a bi partner? Some men will say no. He actually said,
yeah,
that his woman can't be bi.
His woman can't be bi, period.
He said he's not sharing his woman. His woman can't sleep with another woman. His woman cannot sleep with another man.
Okay, well, I could understand the latter, but not to, a woman can't be bi. I mean, to me, I would, see, now, what I'm about to say, I have no experience in this whatsoever, so what do I have to say about it? But I wouldn't mind looking into it to see how I would react. But in my personal opinion, I don't think I would react insecure about that when it comes to that, you know, if she wants to date other women, you know, being bi, whatever. Because especially if you're just dating, whatever. Now, if we're talking about you want to be serious, I would try that to see how that would go. I would be open to that. I wouldn't just shut her down and say, oh, no, like, my woman won't do that. Because I'm a little more open-minded than probably most guys when it comes to that.
But
I know one.
No.
But once there's another dick in the picture, I say, hell no. That's just me.
You can't
once
tell
another dick
me
in the picture,
man,
hell no.
You can't tell me that a man that wholeheartedly like shit in his ass can sit and tell you that his woman can't be about to take another take dick. You just can't tell me that. That just don't that don't mix. That just don't. And so like I'm very great at listening, right? And so,
sure,
you know, he was like, No, I'll never deal with a man, yada yada, yada yada, yada yada, yada yada, and I'm sitting here like, Okay, cool. And then he goes to tell me, oh well, I had this one home girl, you know, she was cool. And she had a friend that was a roommate, and the roommate was bi.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hold on. He goes, yeah, I got this one buddy, and she's bi. Now I'm gonna take a music break because I gotta do something real quick. But I'm gonna come back.
Sure.
Tell me your life story. Hold on.
Please tell me everything.
Run off in the building, baby. Yo. Booming. Get your serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck keep booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming, my trap be booming, it beating my young nigga eating. Ain't answering the door with that strap. Young nigga sneaking and geeking, ain't nobody sleeping. We 24 hour with a truck. So what do you mean? We trying to get it, and if I ain't got it, bet I can go get it. Serving the stick. What do we care about snitching? We kill them and throw them in this. You all the dish. No residue on the stove and the countertop all in the kitchen. You might not get it. I get a pack in the hit and I remit some, then draw the tick. Charging you 33 for all that work. But when they remit, nigga, that's out of pip. Man out of dope, so now I'm just a sister. Like I was Crip Harlem, my partner play grip. But I still pull up with that rock, young nigga. I ain't no running off your egg and shot, young nigga. Everything can touch straight drop, young nigga. Cop a bird by the motherfucker, stop, young nigga. Walk, young nigga. You ain't talking about getting canned and your head getting blocked. Trout like a shark. Pull up and get everything you need from a knee to a motherfucking gun. That's how we rock, and that's what we doing. How you eating and your trap ain't boom? Put me the bitch, I'ma serve. And I keep bread around me like a bird. Shooters on the roof, we ain't worried about bourbon. And if I don't know you, don't expect me to serve. Drug dealing murder. Same shit, brand new day. What you expect when everybody say yeah? Get your serving with that strap. Come my truck, we boom. And all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming, I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming, I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming, I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, booming, booming. Booming, yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming.
Cash in the mail to see that I fuck up the way with a very low ticket. Bills of the gas and bills of the midget. My nigga, I got it, my nigga, come get it. Cash it, a nigga, I'm flexing, a nigga. I want it, it's nothing, I snatch it, my nigga. Run around drones and treasure, my nigga. But why what you saying? These bullets don't spill them. Long agenda, good friend out of the winner. Tryna pull up by the summer. My bitch is a winner. Eat it all like chicken tender. Smoke a 3-5 up for dinner. I am the man. I can see 100 down grand. I lay with you, boy, I ain't playing. What is you saying? Run off, we take over land. What? No bitch, cause I can. I need a fan. Block high Michael's a sand. See, these crackers can't stand. Run out the streets, no motherfucking band. Feel off a flutter with my feet in the sand. Boss nigga sick, shit you wouldn't understand. Come on, call the street when you're dealing with them down. Cut your ass, nigga, no, you know I can't spam. Cut them all burnt, somebody better tell them. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck boom, 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 boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck boom. I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck boom, boom, boom. Booming, yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming.
Okay, so
yeah,
the story was that he had a friend that had a roommate. And he was like, you know, it was beautiful, it was pretty. He was like, and he didn't know that it was a trainee. And then his friend made the roommate tell him that he was a trainee. And he said he told her, you know, money well spent. And he said, you know, I wasn't mad at her or anything like that. He said, I actually went over and had a drink with her a couple more times, and, you know, it was all good. We had a conversation. And he was like, she was telling me to try it, but, you know, I went with it, right? So I get that part of the conversation. And I'm like, you know, you're not gay. You know, if you still like women, you bi. You know, and he was like, man, you know, a mom would have to get me real drunk. And then he was like, it can't be nobody that look like no dude, like that talk like me with a mustache. And then I said, okay. So therefore, you're pretty much letting me know that you like training and you slept with this training because you kept going over there drinking and she don't look like a man. And that booty hole was open. So I already know that, you know, it goes down. So for me, it's one of those things that I think about, like, okay, can I really deal? Can I deal with a man that he want to know how I feel and X, Y, and Z, and you want to deal with a certain type of woman that don't do nothing, but you out here doing everything under the sun, you know? And I just sit and I listen to him say these things out of his mouth like, yeah, I want a woman that don't do nothing. I want a woman that don't drink, that don't go nowhere, that don't hang out with friends. I just want to squirt. I'm sitting here really looking at this guy like, you want all of this.
Yeah, okay.
And yet you like shit in your ass.
That I never heard that in my life. That's a weird. I've heard obviously straight dudes think that way, which I feel is laughable. Because that to me is like, oh, so you don't want a woman, you want a slave. That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that mentality. I just don't get that. Oh well, you know, she gotta be home. She gotta. You know, hang out with her friends. And so what the fuck didn't you even bother? You know, that's not a way to have another mate like that. You don't do that regardless of what sex. You know, it doesn't matter, same sex, whatever. No one should do that. That's just asinine to me. That's not reality. You know, that's not reality. That you're going to tell, like if it was the other way around, you're going to tell me I can't hang with my boys, I can't do this and that? Well, peace out. What the hell is that? You're already assuming, like, oh, I'm going to be up to no good. Or because of your insecurities or whatever the hell is going on in your head, you're thinking, like, well, a good mate should be always at home and, you know, abiding to the significant other and all that. Please, stop with that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, you let each other live. You know, if you have that faith in that person and you know that person, you know, is a true person, you don't have to worry about that shit. And besides, anyway, we all need time to ourselves. I mean, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I'm the type of person, I like to have some little time to myself. I think people need to do that for their own sanity's sake. You know, it's only so much, okay, we need to have that time alone. Whether it's you meditate or whatever the hell you do, that makes you keep moving forward and prosper. You know what I mean? I'm not saying shut out society, shut out people that you love or whatever you care about. I'm just saying you all need that time to chill out on your own a little bit. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Even if it's just a day or even not even. Even just a couple of hours. You know, you need that little time to yourself. You know, and then you can do what you want to do. But to say to somebody, well, you're going to stay locked up with me and all that, I was like, get the fuck out of here. That's just not realistic to me. That's you might as well go to Disney World. You believe that's fancy.
Yeah, that was the turnoff part because I was really sitting there like, isn't there a standard? Well, you know, I'm still going to fuck in your ass, but I mean, I'm not like, you know, that part was like, okay, yeah, no. So, you know, you really sit back and listen to the things that people say, and you're just like, wow.
It's crazy. I bet you when you fucked it with that, you gave a little extra oomph into it. So, oh yeah, how about now, motherfucker? What do you think about it now? You still don't want me to hang with my girl?
Yeah. No, it was.
You change your mind now? But that is a unique, you know. That's why I love this show. A very unique. I never think about that. That's a unique thing that a dude that likes to have, you know, shit up his ass, want to turn around, you know, but the girl can't be doing whatever she want to do. You know, as long as not doing something dirty. You know what I mean? Like, okay. but yet you are doing your thing. Get the fuck out of here. That's so stupid. That is so stupid, yo. On both sides. It doesn't matter what side of it. Man, woman, that's stupid. That's trying to be controlling. That's trying to, you know, insecurity and all that other stuff. That's not cool. That's not cool at all. That's a big turnoff. Huge turnoff. So I don't blame you. Big time turnoff. Oh, oh, oh. Sorry, the show got turned off. Oh, there you go. I thought something happened. I thought something happened for a second. I thought it got disconnected or something. I was like, what the hell? I barely hear you now. I hear you. There you go. Okay, now I hear you better.
You're supposed to wing it when it
smells
like stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I just thought you were just.
That's why I like this.
Yeah, I was just saying, I was just taking it you were being a great listener. But I know you multitask. I know you, I know how you are, so it's okay. This is how this show goes. I know you multitask at times, so I understand. I'm used to that by now.
You were
I thought for that one second, though, I thought we
got
disconnected. I really did. I was like, damn. I knew it, see? I was like, what the hell? I was going to be like, hello, 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 hello. But anyway, we're back. So go ahead, my dear. Go ahead, continue what you were saying.
You just said that you, this winding up the show, and that's where it's at.
Yeah, because that's a very unique time. Like, I never thought of, like, a dude that's bi, whatever, you know, like taking shit up his ass, you know, dildo, whatever it is, strap on, but yet want to turn around that same woman that's giving him the dildo, the strap on up his ass. Oh, well, but here's the rules.
Right.
You could fuck me in the ass, but you can't have fun. You know, you can't like, you got to stay home, you know, unless you're going to work or something. And, oh, you can't hang out with your friends. Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here. No. That's no bueno. Okay? No good.
Wow. Right, that's what I was like. So yeah, and anything that resembles my past, I'm not even paying any attention. But it was fun, you know. Sometimes you just do things just for the fun of it and let it
sure.
be. And it was everything that it should have been. It was fun and kept it moving, you know. some other things that you know, he was like, hey, let's try this. Yeah, but. So, you know, for me, you know, I become this character, and it just happens. And it's like, it's one of those things, like, no, I'm not going to treat with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to do this. That's not how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
So.
I just find that so fascinating, you know. I just find it fascinating.
Say,
look, I don't mind. I have a telephone pulled out my ass, but no, I don't want you hanging out with your girls. Okay, that really makes much sense. That really makes sense.
You get on my nerves.
Oh my god.
But anybody know me? That's a big fetish of mine. Strap-on fetish. Really huge in my world. And I don't know. Like that. To get me, like, that's all you got to say. Hey, you know, I'm with it. Like, what? Like, everything else is completely out of the window. So, I think that was very weird. And that would be the only, that would be the first thing that comes to mind for me to say, no, I can't date you because, you know, it's not because you're bi, but it's because that you want me to be understanding of everything. Want in life, but yet you can't be understanding. And then, I mean, that would be something huge, you know, if, you know, that hit. And so, you know, that's how you know, like, I don't go after the fame. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
You know, fame, people have fame way before they have money. And, you know, whoever you are, doing whatever it is that you're doing, you know, coming back up, hustling from ground zero, it's hard. And me, I'm hustling all of my time back to ground zero. I've not putting out any of the old footage. It's just really me, you know, coming from this to that. And so, you know, yeah, most people are like, okay, let me try to figure out a way to get my notoriety. But that's not what I'm after. I don't see selling off your fortune. So, you know, no, I'm not trying to get you into a relationship with him just because of the perks that will come along with it, because the situation don't look good when it comes down to the details. I'm not going to say that. So my answer would be no. If he wouldn't have said that, though,
I wish this guy would call in.
No, hell no.
He could use a voice, you know, a voice, you know, activated thing where, you know, hello, my baby, you know, he could do all that. Or some kind of voice. You know, you're,
no.
Yes, no. Lovely black, yes, yes, yes. Are you the one, now, sir, are you the one that got fucked in the ass by Dudo, by the Doomers Love Is Back? Yes, it was me. You know, use that voice alternator. That'd be funny. Did you get fucked? Yes. Yes, I did.
That's why
cool.
He's not calling here.
Ah, boo. We won't use his name. We ain't gonna say his name or nothing. I respect his privacy. I'm just curious. I just like to know. I'm just curious of this mentality of, okay, well, you can do this to me, but I don't want you to do the little simple things.
I'm gonna try to do something better than that. Hold on.
Okay. All right. Good.
I'm gonna call him on the other phone. I'm not gonna add him into this phone.
Got you. I hear you.
Hey. Oh, okay. Well, I had a question for you. Okay. Remember when you said, like, the things that you didn't want your woman doing, like, you didn't want her going to clubs, you really wasn't okay with her drinking or doing anything, like, you wanted her to be square? Okay. And then you were asking me, like, you know, about us. And, you know, we went over the whole part of you liking what you like, but you don't want me to do anything. Like, how do you think, that's fair? I'm not laughing. I'm being serious. Yeah, I'll say after that. Do you think that's fair?
I wish I could hear this.
Oh, okay. No, it's not fair. But it's just, that's just you, because you are who you are, so you feel like you're going to be selfish. Pretty much. All right. Did you? Yeah. Did you make it hard? Okay, somebody there? Other than? Don't forget to send me that. Don't forget to send me that thing.
Oh, what's
up? So I can sleep good.
Oh.
You, the thing that you put in when you get there.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, man. The picture.
Oh, the picture. You that idea? The picture.
Really? No, do that. But I'm going to call you back in like 10 minutes, okay? But send that. Make sure you send that, okay?
I'll call you 10 minutes when the next break happens.
Okay. So, did you hear him say no? Because I had to put the phone by this phone. Did you hear him say no? That's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back talking to you now, Jay.
Okay. That was actually, yeah. I was trying to tell the audience, like, well, this is so fascinating. And I was telling how sincere and nice you are. Did you get home okay?
Yeah, of course. When he was talking, I put the phone to this phone. Did you hear him say, no, that's not fair?
Yeah, barely. I heard, to be honest with you, when he first said hello, whatever, I heard him a little more. But the rest of the time, I didn't really hear him that clearly. But I did hear him say, as far as like, oh, yeah, you know, that's not fair. But other than that, you know, I was just going by your reaction.
So, yeah. Right, so he goes, that's what you've been thinking about this whole time?
And, like, you know, like, I'm like, so just because you are who you are, just, he was like, yeah, no, we're not going to be that. So, and he's like, he's dead cool. Like, he's gorgeous. He's funny. He's all of the above peak. But that just, you know, he was like, yeah, that's still a deal breaker. Yep, it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. I have, prior to me getting out of the industry, everybody that kind of dated, you know, were people in the, you know, in the industry, you know, in one industry or another, either rappers or athletes or whatever the case may be. So, for me, it's nothing new. You know what I'm saying? Dating somebody with a name, a status, or zone, or hood zone, or whatever the case may be, it's nothing new to me, but believe it or not, here's the kicker. I may say things like online, like, oh, that's bae. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. But I really rarely call little names. Like, me and my mom's daddy was public. But you see me with a picture of a guy, I thought we are not dating. You understand? Like, I was hanging out with the African squad, and I put that video up of me and the African squad. That, like, you know, I'm not dating any of those. So, you know, if I put them up, I won't, you know, I'm not dating them. More than likely, I think Chavis, I think I put Chavis up, but I didn't put his face in there. So I'm really private when it comes to that, because I just know that's how people start backdooring you and XYZ. So, you know, I may say, you know, oh, look what they got me, oh, the gift. I may post the gift, all that good stuff, but as far as faces and names, I'm not really cool with that, especially if everybody knows said person. I'm not about to say this person's name. It's not going to happen. So, you know, needless to say, I had fun. I definitely am going to do it again. But, you know, probably not on a, I don't know, like that, especially if he doesn't change that type of mentality. Now, if he changes that type of mentality, then we might get somewhere. We might get somewhere.
Sound like a start of something big.
Huh?
This could be start of something big if that was the case.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll always be home. Like, you don't even know it. Like, I'll be like, you're home? You ready?
That is very fascinating. The kicker to all this, that this happened not even that long ago today.
the kicker to it is like you interacted with somebody and then he says, oh yeah, something about what you're doing with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's bad, and, you know, that's just down the other. It was like people think, oh, you can't deal with me because you deal with these type of people. They are everyday people. They are everyday people that do the same thing you do. They just like something different than what you like. That don't make them any different, you know?
True.
They like women. By women. You know, if you like by women, I mean, I don't know. You know, like, you had two girls come to you right now and say, you know what, James, I like what you're doing. You're making it happen. Let's be in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? And then and what would you say if they both wanted to be in a relationship with you? Okay, that's what you're going to say. Okay, let's try it out.
Hell to the yeah. Let's try it out. Hell to the yeah, let's try it out. I would definitely try it out. I really would. Don't knock it till you go through it. You know what I'm saying? So no problem with that. I had no problem with that. You know, they say, hey, da-da-da.
If you had a homeboy that said the same thing that he said, the way he said it, so you're like, hey, you know, friends, I like women to, you know, do this or whatever the case may be. I like guys to, you know, to fuck me or whatever. You know, would you look at him any different?
that he likes guys?
Yeah.
As long as you don't touch me, I have no problem. I got no problem. As long as you ain't trying to fuck me, I got no problem with it. I don't give a fuck. Okay, say that again. He don't like men, he like women. That's what you say?
Yeah, he just like women to put a scrap on for him. Would that open up a line of conversation?
Oh, it definitely would. I said, oh, please tell me more about this. Please tell me more. And try to
so
convince me that you're not gay.
So what are the questions that you would have for him? If you told him.
If that was like you know somebody a buddy that's real close to me, and he trusted me enough to be open like that with me, I wouldn't like you know oh what the hell da da da. I would listen to him, you know what I'm saying, because you know that's a big deal, you know. It's totally different. Some stranger just say that to me, and you know some motherfucker, I'd be like, well, what the fuck, you know. But if it's your boy and he really wants to, look, this is the deal, man, da da da, I said, okay, good for you. You know, that's not my thing. It's not my preference, but, you know, I'm not going to turn my back on you because you like that sort of thing. You know, that's very interesting. And please tell me more. What do you like this? And trust me, I'm not recording this. I'm not recording this conversation. I will not go to TMZ. First of all, no one knows you anyway. But even if it was a person that was well known, I would never do that anyway, because that's not me. That's not cool. I would really listen, and I'd be like, all right, you know what? You know, I appreciate you trusting me in this, because that tells me a lot what you think of me as a friend. I think it's awesome that you share that with me. I think it's all about, you know, if you're with people that you trust in life, and you feel you could talk to them about anything, that's a cool thing. I just say to him, so look, as long as, you know, that's your preference, and as long as you don't say the next thing you're going to try is to fuck me in the ass or something like that, we're cool. It don't bother me. I'm not one of these dudes that get skeeved out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not homophobic. Like, if the dude, like, let's say, perfect, even better though, let's say he said, yo, man, all this time, man, I've been living a lie, I'm gay. Let's just say that, you know, if that was to happen, that scenario, I'd be, all right, now I'll be raising my mind, thinking, oh, I hope there was no peepholes when I was using the shower when I stayed over his house or something. But I say, well, okay, well, this is the thing I'll be in my mind. I say, okay, well, the motherfucker never, you know, did anything disrespectful. He didn't do anything that I felt was weird. So I would be listening, like, all right, man, you know, da da da, tell me, you know, why. And, well, that's an obvious answer, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like, oh, well, tell me why now you telling me this, da da da. Like, I would not, like, freak the fuck out and be like, well, fuck
right.
that, I'm out of here, because that's not cool. And that just shows that you
right.
weren't a friend in the first place. You were never a friend.
Right.
Because if you're a real true friend, whether a friend or you're dating somebody, if they, you know, have the courage and they had that trust in you to really open up and tell you something really personal like that, you shouldn't, like, shoot them down. You shouldn't be like, oh, what the fuck is it? Because then, guess what? They'll never open up to you again. Never.
Right.
Ever. Again. No matter if you don't, matter how many times you say, look, I'm sorry, I fucked up. No, you fucked up. No, you fucked up. You know what I mean? You have to be open-minded. Now, okay. Is there a lot of open-minded people in our society? Not really. Not really.
Yeah.
I want it. Not really. No, it doesn't seem like it to me. It should be. But I'm saying, like sex, like I said, sex to me is like talking about, hey, what are we going to eat today? You know, I see it as a normal thing where people see it as taboo, like certain things. And I'm like, well, it shouldn't be that way, because how the fuck you think we got here? You think there was actually a stork that dropped us off in the fucking front door? You know, it should be a little more open, especially in this country. Because other countries, they're like, hey, sex, motherfucker, hey. You know, no problem. You go to Telemundo lately? Oh, my God, Jesus Christ. That channel,
you know,
boy. Oh, my God. The women on, Jesus Christ. I mean, their game shows the women are half naked. You know what I'm trying to say? But see, people gotta need to relax and, like, you know, it's not, you know, oh my God, ooh, sex, ooh, it's so taboo. Shut up. Stop it. Meanwhile, they're the biggest freaks in the world, the ones that say, oh, I would never do that. Like you were saying earlier, most of the ones, not all of them, that go to church, not all of them, let me make this clear, not all of them, but some of them, they're more freaky than an average person. And they got the piles of porn, and they got shit going on behind closed doors. But yet, they'll come down on you, oh, what blasphemy, you do porn, or, oh, you know, that bullshit in front of other people, but behind closed doors, they wear another mask. Well, actually, not even, they take off the mask and reveal their true self of who they are. But that's okay with them. See, I hate that shit. That double standard bullshit. Nah, that don't fly
to
me.
For me, it's like this. He said that he had a good woman, and, you know, he got addicted to the way it made him feel. You know, he said, you know, he, you know, shot a person, and that's what just happened. I guess individuals with HIV in Atlanta are married women. Because why? Oh. That's your husband. That's your husband. He's not going to do anything. You're giving it to him. You know, you're holding him stand this and you go. And guess what? You got HIV. Why? Because he out here sleeping with people and he is unprotected. Once you get that feeling, you know, that STI, once you get that feeling, you want that feeling. You want that unprotected sex. You want that, you don't want to wear condoms, not natural. You want to do everything that you can do. So let's be honest, like, I have fun and I play and I do what I want to do. But safety is always first. Like, the toy that I use, I put it in a Magnum. And on one of them, I put in a Magnum and I tied a knot, you know, on it to make sure that, you know, nothing got on it. Yeah, my rubbers were rubber. The toy was rubber. So, you know, the thing is that you have to be safe. You have to be, you know, on point with what it is that you're doing. You just got to be. You can't be out here reckless. You can't be out here thinking that somebody has your interests at heart. So, you know, our options are slim as women these days because it's like you got to put up with what you got going on. You're going to deal with somebody that already got somebody, or you're going to be open to dealing with by men. They did a report on it, like, hey, you know, you might as well be open to dealing with by men. But it's just very scary. It's that you're opening yourself up to something so scary that I don't know. Unless you're in a relationship with this man and you decide to use rubbers. And that's the only way that I can see it working. But it's no fun. But the way that this man ages now, you might as well use rubbers in a relationship because you can be in a relationship with a quote-unquote straight guy that's still dealing with, you know, men and you not even know. So I respect his honesty. I respect his level of fun, and I respect him as an individual. That gives me a trust level, but I will always live.
Absolutely.
I will always run.
Yeah. You definitely have to be on your toes because, you know, you never know, even in certain relationships. I mean, even if a woman does stray a little bit, they might run into a guy that has some shit and they fucked, and then they're fucked and they give it to their guy. And, you know, that's another horrible thing also. But,
right.
Yeah, that's the thing when when you go through, like, you're in a long-term relationship, and let's say you go through something and you're like, you know, fuck this, I want to try something new. But then you think of something like you said and you're talking about. You're like, well, then you back to square one and then you got to deal with God knows who the hell you're dealing with and who knows, you might get yourself in the worst situation. That's not usually always the case. But you know what I'm saying is like you said, Russian roulette. You don't know. And then who knows? The next thing you know, oh, this might be great that I cheat or whatever the hell you do, or you move on to another person, just a whole new relationship, and it turned out to be worse than what you had in the first place. So, you know, my thing is that it's better to be with the devil you know than the devil you don't know. Sometimes. at least the devil I know what I'm fucking with. You know, I know, okay, this is what I can do, this is what I can't do. You know what I'm saying? When you go with a whole new person, now don't get me wrong, it's very exciting. You know, us as human beings, it's very exciting. Oh my God, this is new. You know, all this stuff. You know, we get all that shit that we felt like when we were kids and shit. Oh yeah, you know, new love or whatever the hell. But then, let's just say it turns out that this person is not really what you think. Then what? And especially if you're fucking around and you're still with the other person, then you just made it worse. So all of that comes into play, you know, and that always is in my head because it's like, man, it's like the shit ain't – sometimes you got to think, look, I'll just jerk off and call it a day because sometimes it's just not worth it. You know, it's like, nah, you know what, I'll just masturbate and see what happens tomorrow.
I just did that for a couple of months. And it got old, you know? I mean, really, you got to the point where I was at my breaking point, you know? And I'm sitting there like, Jesus Christ, this right here is not deep, you know? And so I came out of my hiatus, like, very slow, you know? Because, yeah, at that point, it was, you know, interacted with one individual, and it was like a whole, you know, month. And then I was just like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to do this. just gonna, you know, live my life and, you know, call it a day and stop trying to control so many aspects. Stop trying to control so super control. You know? I mean, I don't know if I would top that situation with him, but you know, I guess it's I want more people to call in and chime in. It's a very picky subject, and some of the subjects people inbox me and be like, I was going to call in, but, well, I'll ask the question and they'll answer it in my inbox because they don't want to call in. And this is one of those subjects that, you know, it's kind of, you know, touchy. But, you know, I do want people to say that whatever your decision is, whatever you choose to do in life, just be safe. You know, nobody's going to care for you like you're going to care for you. So you always keep your best interest at heart. We talk about a lot of taboo things, a lot of faces, a lot of weird things here on this show. But the one thing that I want you to understand is that you can live your life to the fullest with no regrets, but always be safe in whatever it is that you want to do, because you never know what another person's intentions is. You know, you actually have people that just really don't care. They will treat with whoever and not even care. They won't even care about what can come about, what they can get, what they can't get, and it is what it is. And, you know, they have made an HIV strand that is, you know, what they made medicine for, you know, people to live longer with HIV and AIDS, you know? And now they have made a stronger strand of HIV that is immune to most antibiotics. So these are the things that you don't see. They got the gonorrhea that's immune to antibiotics. They got, you know, an HIV, you know, strand that's immune to antibiotics. It's a lot of things that happen and that go on where, you know, somebody could get it, and if they die, if we didn't ask them, you're like, dang, they just got it. You know, they got one of those strands that was immune to antibiotics. Not, things aren't that easy. So, you know, yeah, we talk about it a lot. Yeah, you should have. But the number one thing is you definitely should be safe. You should, you know, lean not into somebody else's understanding of them being safe and just trusting yourself with whatever it is that you do out here. I have fun. I love to have fun. Continue to have fun, but safety is my number one priority. So I want to say that before the show is, you know, please get used to the fact of wearing rubbers. I know for like almost 4 or 5 years of my life, like honestly, like I very suddenly had sex without a rubber. Like if it was 10 times that year, and that would only be when I was able to see the person that I was dealing with. But I mean, like, you know, I've been so long with, you know, sex with the rubber that I've become immune. You know, like, okay, I'm immune to using the rubber. Like, hey, it's a rubber. Let's get it. Of course, we all want that feeling. We all want to know what it feels like, but get accustomed to wearing rubber.
Man, it's been so long. I don't know what that latex is. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you.
You're so horrible.
But see, when I say that, let me make this clear. When I say that, I've only had one woman for the last long time. Someone I'm doing that, it's not like I'm fucking around. Like, I would never do it like that. You know, I would definitely strap it. You know what I mean? But if you've been with the same person a very long time and you know they're not the type of person that be sneaking behind your back doing shit, you know, you could do shit like that. But like you said, if you're, you know, if you're in the type of relationship where, well, I don't know, this person gonna be doing some shit or whatever, you know, then you got to protect yourself, and the other person should think of that also, you know, the one that's fucking around. You know, regardless they're fucking around or not, you should always protect yourself. Like you said, safety, you know, safe sex is the key. Yeah, even though I'm saying that and I haven't done that in 14 years, but like I said, I digress. I've had one woman the last 14 years. I want to make that clear. If I was, you know, going around, you know, having a ball, you know, fucking everything I see, that's a different story. Rubber, rubber, rubber. I love you all the time. Rubber, rubber, rubber. That's a different story. Totally different story. but that sensation.
Right.
It's nothing, that sensation, you cannot buy no drug, and I don't care what anybody says. If they made a drug, that same thing when you come, forget it. That person would be a billionaire. Okay, no drug. Oh, nothing I've ever done in my life besides actually fucking it coming that could replace that to me. That's like the best feeling to me. There's nothing that could replace. No money could replace that. Nothing. If they could, if they would find a pill that they, or whatever, I'll forget about it. The other drugs.
Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, I dated a guy. He never said that he was okay with a man, but I used to stick my fingers.
Okay.
I used to massage his prostate like them every time we met. You know, we linked up. You know. And it was okay. That was our fun. That was our thing.
Okay.
You know, I actually had really long nails, and I cut them for him. So you know, I've dated somebody that's open because I don't want anything other than a finger in there, or not want anything other than a tongue in there. So.
Oh, I've had that done to me, the tongue. Yeah, that's been done. Been a while, but that's been done. Yes. And
same
let me
thing.
Make this very clear. I'm very subconscious of my asshole being very clean no matter what. Very subconscious, okay? Because let's be honest, most of us men are some nasty motherfuckers. Let's just keep it real, okay? Some of you motherfuckers there, you think
you
just a little wipey
men
wipey.
Dish?
No, I don't douche. This is what I do. I'm going to tell you what I do. I don't run from the truth. You know, I make sure if I don't use a wipe after a while, you know, I'll use, you know, the water, you know, almost like, you know how much almost like a woman, what you call those, what's that shit that shoots the water that women crouch over? What's that called? Something like that. Except I don't have, you know what I'm talking about, the water. Yeah, like that. Yeah, but I don't have that, but I'll turn on the water in the sink, you know, in the bathroom, and I'll just make sure if I don't have any wipes after I finish, you know, regular toilet paper, whatever, I'll just use, make sure I wipe with my hand and make sure any remnants in there is gone, and then I fumigate my hands after that, and then that's what I do. I think it's very important to, you know, have that very clean back there, especially just for, you know, not just because a woman can stick their tongue in there or whatever, just period. You know, you wonder why your ass is itchy. Well, why is my ass itchy? Because you don't properly wipe. Because you see, you have some shit still up in there. You know what I mean? You got to make sure you maintain that. Because it ain't nothing more embarrassing if a woman wants to put a finger in your ass, some plum comes out of there. She wasn't in there trying to go. She wasn't thinking she was going to go gardening and like, ooh, let me pull out some plums here. What the fuck is this? You talk about killing a mood quick. Oh my God.
So I went to my, you know, friend house, the person that I was dating at the time.
Go ahead.
And so, you know, this was something that we did often, and like it took him a minute to come to the door. So
uh-oh.
I'm like, okay, I know he ain't here. I just talked, so I called him. He was like, hey, I'm coming. Give me a minute. So I'm like, okay. I knew he was in the bathroom. So he comes to the door, and, you know, we sit down chilling, and, you know, I didn't know what was going on. But when we get into it and we started doing what we're doing, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, that couldn't have been because you would have went and jumped. Most men that I know, when they use the bathroom, they take a shower, right? That's just a man thing. So,
gotcha.
You know, I figured, like, okay, you know, I didn't figure anything because I'm like, you know, he's ready to turn up. And
especially
when
a woman
turned up, of course, I massaged his prostate, and it was all grainy, and I was like, what the fuck? And, you know, apparently he had just finished using the bathroom. So I cut that session short, and, you know, I was in there, like, washing my head. And, yeah, I washed my head. Then I had to do the alcohol, and then I had to do the hand sanitizer, and then I had to wash
Oh, my God,
and I know he knew, because I was like, all right, I need alcohol. And he was like, right, that's okay. I need one. So
And so I know he was sitting there, like, thinking to himself, like, oh, shit. You know how, you know, like, that's a conversation that you can't have. Like, what can you say to me at that point? I'm just coming, I'm turning around the corner, like, hey, I need alcohol. Hey, I need something else. You know, like,
yeah, because you know, homeboy's already embarrassed. I mean, there's no way he's
not embarrassed.
So you don't want to make it worse.
He would just,
you know what I mean?
Fuck that. Listen, he sat there and he did not come around that corner. You hear me?
Yeah.
He sat in that thing and he was like, oh, it's in the cabinet. Oh, it's under the sink. And I'm like, he must really be sitting there on the moment. Because I done had a moment where I done did something crazy. And, you know, it was one of those moments. But hold on, let me see something here. Real talk with you, Miss Lovely Black. Are you calling to listen in or did you have a question?
I just had a comment.
Okay.
Oh, about the subject matter.
Right.
I know the show's almost over, but what I think is, and this is my opinion, I think for a female, a male can date a female if she's bi. But I know I'm going to get a lot of slack from this, but I'm telling you, if a dude is bi, he's gay. With me, it's no in between. Either gay or he's not.
Exactly.
And I don't know why this conversation keeps coming up. If you were a dude and he tells you, hey, every once in a while, I like to suck a dick or this and that, then I'm telling you, you should walk away because that dude is gay. There is no in between with a man. With a female, I get it. Female body's beautiful. Y'all go through those phases, this and that, college, just like torn jeans, it's good. But with a dude, if he tells you he's done that before or he likes to do that every once in a while, he is gay.
Thank
point
you.
Blank.
He's bi.
Point blank.
Okay, the definition of
gay
is...
I agree.
Listen, it's when he is with a man and he doesn't want to be with a woman, he has no desire for a woman. He is strictly into men. Okay, that's a gay man. But when a man... he still likes women, and, you know, he's okay with sleeping with a man. That means he's bi. On your point, you can't say that, but it's more like, okay, for me, I don't know if I can deal with a bi man. I mean, I have dealt with, you know, I've done plenty of prostate massages, as I was telling them tonight, you know, and I don't consider that you might as well say, like, okay, if he let you massage his prostate, then he gay. No, that don't mean that. That just means that he know what coming really hard feels like, and that's what's going to get you. If he still likes women and he likes men, he's a bi male. He is not gay. So when it comes down to the woman's standpoint, you got some men that will not date a woman that like women. They feel the same way. No, if you my woman, you're not gonna date no other woman or sleep with a woman.
I'm just telling you, a woman that is open to dating a male that is bi, a bi male is just like a unicorn. They say they exist, but they don't really exist. If a dude says he's bi, trust me on this one. I'm telling you. He is gay. He's trying to live two different lives or this and that, but he needs to either be gay or not, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say
mm-hmm.
you buy and, oh, well, every once in a while I like a woman, but to be honest with you, I really prefer a man. Then just say you gay.
Yeah.
I would much rather you do that. I can respect you. I can respect you more than trying to camouflage it with, oh, I'm a bi male. It's just not a real thing. And
well,
you can call it what you want. And that brother knows that I'm telling the truth.
Well,
and,
yeah, I said it earlier.
Women try to be open-minded about it, but I'm telling you, if you can choose to date a dude that is bi, you're going to come home one day, and he's going to be fucking another dude, and then you're going to be looking at all crazy, like, how could this have happened? That's what he prefers.
I'm going to come in and sit to the side and be talking like, get it out your back a little bit more. I'm just not that one. But I want to thank everybody for listening in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black this Sunday. We may or may not be doing a show Wednesday. I don't know. We will see. But I will definitely see you guys here.
I'm going to check your blog out. I'm going to check your blog out so I can see.
Next
my name's
Sunday, 9 p.m.
Thanks for calling, bro. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate
no problem.
It.
Have
I
nice
appreciate it. I feel you. I feel you.
Make sure you follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. Go to my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com.
Yes.
That's thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's where I house all of my information. The books will be out next month. That's where you will be able to go and go directly to the
yeah,
link
yeah,
to purchase the book on the website. Everything
good.
Is going through the website. So make sure
good.
You put that in your favorites. Get in tune with the
yep,
website. I'm
going
to add a lot of different things onto the website so you guys can have it and you'll know. We're getting back busy again because the books are getting
cool.
ready to come back out. My waiting period is up. You know, I don't have to sit on the books anymore. I'm excited. I should have these
cool.
books back from the editing team as early part of this week. So
nice.
I'm just really, really excited. But a lot of good things that are coming about throughout all of everything that's going on right now. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one. And, you know, stay focused, and thank you for tuning in and checking me out. James, you want to say anything before we go?
Yes, just follow me on Twitter, at YankeeMan1973, Instagram, Jimmy873, Facebook, James Acevedo, Acevedo. Check out my shows every Friday, the Benchwarmers Live Show, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Mixlr.com, MIXLR.com. /EAR-owner, OWNER. If you miss any of my shows that I've done on Mixlr, just go to Mixlr.com /EAR-owner /showreel, SHOWREEL. And you, everybody out there, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Hold on.
And that's what that. And yeah, you can come back on
guys.
The internet for a second.
Alrighty, guys. See you guys next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for tuning in with Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Have a great day.
That's right. Have a great night. Peace out, ladies and tomatoes, everybody.